It's easy to find certain destinations. For example, the North Pole. To reach it, you simply go north. And when you get there, you will enjoy a unique experience. From a navigational perspective, getting there is easy. Going home is when navigation gets tough. I visited the North Pole in the spring of 1991. My crew and I were flying a Navy P-3 Orion out of Thule, Greenland. After one of our missions, we found ourselves just an hour's flight from the North Pole. We had plenty of fuel, good weather, and a reliable plane. Our GPS was out, but who needs GPS to go due north? Old-school navigation would get us there just fine. We seized the opportunity. We flew over a plain of white. Ice in every direction looked vast, lonely, and cold. I gazed out the window for long moments and looked back in at my instruments once in a while. The N on the compass card lay beneath the index line on its frame. If we flew straight, we'd run right over the North Pole. We passed the time with idle conversation. When we neared the pole, our navigator counted down our approach. Exactly on his mark, my compass spun 180 degrees. The N that had defined our course dropped to the bottom, and the S snapped into position at the top. In an instant, and without turning, we had taken up a new heading. I banked hard left, then relaxed the angle. The turn put us in a gentle orbit, circumnavigating the world once every 2 minutes. Over the intercom, I told the crew that if they looked out to the left, they would see the North Pole. People crowded the windows to look down at a scene that was no different from any view we'd beheld for several hours. I glanced at the co-pilot. I expected him to be craning to see out the window, but he wasn't looking outside. Instead, he was staring at his instruments with a puzzled look on his face. Not alarm, just wonder. Turning to my own instruments, I saw the attitude gyro. It told me we were in a 30-degree bank. The needle of the turn and slip indicator showed we were in a standard rate turn, changing our heading 3 degrees per second. The indications agreed with each other, with the slanted horizon, and the sun that swung from left to right in front of us. Everything conformed to expectations. Everything except the compass, that is. It defied expectation. When a plane turns, its pilot expects to see the compass card rotate. Our compass sat fixed on E. It made perfect sense when I thought about it. Even though we were flying in a circle, we were headed due east. That navigational oddity highlighted a problem. Every direction leading away from the North Pole is south. We needed to follow one particular southerly course to get back to our base. However, the computer couldn't apply magnetic variation very well at the top of the Earth. The plane's inertial compasses were crossing lines of longitude faster than the system could compensate. In other words, the computer was dizzy. Abandoned by technology, it was time to think. The co-pilot, flight engineer, and navigator discussed our dilemma while we made another lap around the pole. We had enough fuel to get home with an hour's reserve, but the reserve was to help us if bad weather closed in and we had to sit in holding above Thule. We had a little time to work out a solution, but none to waste. The nose of the plane swung to face the sun, and golden light flooded the cockpit. As the light moved across us, an idea dawned on me. Over the intercom, I asked what time local apparent noon had been in Thule. The navigator told me it had occurred exactly 57 minutes earlier. Call it an hour. That made calculation easy. I let the sun swing past the nose, slow counted 5 seconds, and leveled the wings. We were headed home. When we steadied up, the flight engineer asked how I had selected our course. I went through my logic. The sun appears to go around the Earth once every 24 hours. But in the Arctic, in summer months when it doesn't set, it follows the horizon. The horizon is a circle. 360 degrees in 24 hours means the sun moves 15 degrees every hour. The engineer got that, but wondered how I had picked this particular heading. I explained that while the sun is low on the horizon here, somewhere in the world, it's at its highest point. At that place, it's noon. If noon occurred in Thule an hour ago, and if the sun moves 15 degrees to the west every hour, we needed to head 15 degrees east of the sun. The engineer nodded, slapped my shoulder, and leaned back in his seat. After a moment, I passed control of the plane to the co-pilot, who held our southerly course. I stretched and looked at the ice. The surface of the Earth sloped away from the top of the world toward a sharp horizon. Within its 360 degrees lie an infinite number of paths. Not every path traces a desirable course. Only one path describes the best route to a place a traveler wants to go. The challenge is not choosing a destination. The challenge is determining the path. At the North Pole, there are many paths. All of them are south. One of them is mine.